world where Toku fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail.
Welcome to our Season 7, Episode 32.
I gashat myself. Title brought to you by Shuko and Shinobi. And I have no idea if it makes any sense for this week. I gashat myself
does.
With the lack of content that I had. So.
It kind of does.
My sources were down, so I was forced to comment on my own YouTube pages asking where to watch Kamen Rider, and I'm not answering back.
Brian always shits on himself.
I mean, I said please reply, which I think that upset me, so it was kind of like a back and forth.
It's funny because I heard Kiss Asian was down, and I'm like, oh, he's fucked.
It's funny because Kiss Anime is fine. Well, it wasn't, but they found a new server. Like, apparently that's what they're doing is a server problem, and like Kiss Anime was fixed the day after, and it was on a new, like, it's like .io or something. I'm like, oh, it'll be fine, and then nothing. I'm actually
to be fair, Dawson doesn't kiss Asians, so.
Well, no. They're disgusting. That was racist. That was, like, full on. Like, that's incriminating. I just meant I don't share the fandom's fascination with the 12-year-old girls that play Sentai. I just don't understand the attraction. They're like, oh, she's so hot. I'm like, she looks like she's a malnourished boy. I'm just, I'm not seeing it. Like, I don't see the attraction to any of the Sentai girls. They're, none of them are even Diggle or Caroline. Those are, like, two opposite spectrums.
I am both Diggle and Caroline at the same time.
There's somebody making hilarious comments on one of my YouTube videos about every negative comment about the movie Morpher, and one of them was, you're not even a Diggle. And I've never been so proud.
You're not even a Diggle. I
mean, that's pretty much my reply to everything. When I get stuck, I'm like, doesn't even have a Diggle. 0 out of 10.
I just like the reply, you're not even a Diggle. You in particular are not a Diggle.
You're not even a Diggle. Would not pity bang. 0 out of 10.
So anyway.
I long to eventually
review that toy and see what kind of comments I get.
It'll be glorious. We got 15,000 looks like the Agito belt ones, and then you'll just want to, you know, take them all out. It's just...
You got one, Brian?
Yeah. I haven't reviewed it yet. Where did it go? I don't know where I put it. I think it's in the other room, my review station somewhere, maybe.
I like
it. I only have to crank it 2 times instead of 4 to get the second sound. I thought it's never 2. It's always 3 or beyond. That was the rules, so...
Yeah,
there's another sound. I don't really get to play with it very much.
Well, you crank it once and it does one sound, and then you crank it multiple times and it's the second one, and I did 3 and nothing happened, so I went for 4 and it worked. Apparently 2 is fine, but like I'm used to rider belts needing a minimum of 3 presses or cranks or pulls. It's like a bop it, basically. So someone's like, you only have to crank it twice, so I just replied, I prefer to crank it 4 times. You know how it is. No reply yet.
All of your answers are always the same, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Like, you know how it is, or it doesn't even have a Diggle, or that's pretty much it, really.
It doesn't even have a Caroline.
Exactly. That's my 3 replies.
You are literally the worst. Literally the worst.
I got a comment on the other day that I felt kind of bad that a way I replied to, they said, oh, you didn't push the pin all the way on this, and I just said, call a cop. And he's like, whoa, man, you didn't need to get so mad. I've been a huge fan. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like,
I'm sorry. Please keep watching my videos. Views are down.
Well, you just stole 5 views from me with that comment. Leave that comment where it belongs. Well, it was funny because it was a community reference. It was an episode where Leonard took a cookie and they said, you get to pay for that. And he just goes, call a cop. But he didn't get it. The whole ordeal. You know how it is.
So anyway.
This asshole really has the same 3 responses to everything.
Basically. They shift.
A new one.
They shift. Like, they go through phases. So, like, right
like
now...
Like the moon?
Right... kind of. Right now we're in the, you know how it is, and it doesn't even have a Diggle, and, like, a couple years from now we might have something else. I think Diggle will be here to stay, though.
Diggle will be here forever.
We used to have Nope Chuck Testa.
I made one of those the other day. It was in the... Michael review motorcycle. Michael's
Michael?
Brian's old phone. How could I forget? I think
you reviewed Michael. When are you reviewing Gabriel and Lucifer?
I got a comment on about my Die Ranger ramble that I forgot. That's the Kabuto episode of my channel. He said, "Hey, where's that Die Ranger ramble? I forgot what happened in Die Ranger. Everyone was just mud, and a kid looked up some skirts. That was about it. I think they did this plot of Star Wars at one point." I could still do the ramble.
we'll just review
The Empire Strikes Back.
I think it would be funnier if you did the ramble now. After having forgotten the whole thing.
Just me trying to remember stuff. Wonder what the queen thought of it.
Me so honey. Oh, me so honey.
That's an oldie. I rewatched that video.
What? That's what Lunsford thought of it?
No, the video Grace Helbig did about like the opening ceremony to the Olympics like 4 years ago. And I wonder what the queen thought of it. So good.
Yes, but what did Lunsford think of it? That's what's important.
Guy doesn't know he's immortalized on our Facebook pages. Just some dude that fell asleep we decided was Stephen Lunsford. Classic.
Just like packing has a drinking problem. And...
I don't know where that came from at all. Like, at least Lunsford is like, oh, maybe he kind of looks like him if you squint and someone punches you. But like, you know... I don't know where the drunk pack... I must have been some sort of mix-up with an order. Because, like, the only flubs I can remember is, like, when Mr. S was looking for something and the whole chat was screaming at him, it's behind you, Mr. S! He's, like, always looking down. What is this one? And he'd look right up at the chat when it wasn't happening. Classic. What was it, Brian?
It was when they had that whole thing with the shipping prices and everyone revolted against them.
Oh, yeah!
And they had the town hall meeting.
And Sharky got Mr. S to cuss. He said bullshit. He's like, I don't know what this bullshit is about. That's like not even the right accent. That was like, I don't even know. That was like some, just like a general Europe mashup. But, like, that was funny. Everyone revolted.
Well, that's what happened. They were like, we are not paying your stupid fucking shipping prices anymore, Mr. S. You need to work this shit out or we're going elsewhere.
There was a really dumb logic behind it, honestly.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was, but...
No, it was really stupid, though. Like, it was really easily solvable.
Anyhow.
It's not doing the promotion right. Fuck you,
Alan. And then when you got down to it, it was just that it was just some stupid setting on the website.
Basically,
Mr. S mess around.
Like, that was the real answer when they got to the end of the thing. They realized this it's just a glitch on the website because of the way they set it. It didn't set it correctly.
You know how it is.
So it assumed each item required its own box.
Classic whatever system that was on. I don't remember.
A shitty one, that's what.
What was that one? Shopify's the one that we're on right now.
Is that like Spotify, but we're shopping?
Pro Stores.
It's Pro Store.
I like Pro Whores, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
That was a time. Thanks to that, like, the generic theme song and the Ghost Ager theme and We Will Rock You Are Forever. Oh, and Double. Crime in the city. Ignore Kevin falling over some apple juice bottles. Like, I don't know, he just fell into a display of some sort.
That wasn't
or it
me.
Was Brian. Well, I don't just assume. I thought Brian was stationary. Brian, your
Brian
Amish beard knocked things over again.
Why
you
is
need
Brian
to get
a
into
stack
a different
Ord
Nung.
I didn't know Brian was a stack of paper.
We haven't gotten to the one-ups.
No, we haven't. It's been 10 minutes.
We've lost control.
Just like Mr. S.
I have during Black Friday and stuff, I bought a bunch of Volcanion EX tins because I needed them
and
for
then
a deck.
And finally opened them.
And so they're stacked.
Can I have
underneath
the codes, Brian?
You want one? Because I'll totally give you one. I don't need four copies of this deck online.
Bitches, but, Brian,
do you know what
Kudo Taiki went up those code crowns?
I need to show you the stack of codes that I have, Brian. I just I have to input them all, and it's I probably have like 200 at least.
Well, get to it. But no, those were stacked underneath my desk, and I just knocked over the stack of empty tins everywhere.
He's getting ready for his Volcanion tin bowling league. You know how it is.
It's called Bolemon.
Perfect. It sounds like a bootleg you would see like a Big Lots or like at a flea market or something. Just like a figure of Ash holding a bowling ball instead of a Pokeball.
Got a
you
bowl.
Know that's right.
Oh, but anyway. Okay, one ups for reals now, I think. Maybe.
No.
I don't. I bought a bunch of shit.
Come on, son.
We're all infusing into the same standard.
I'm just gonna do my Dawson impression from now on, and you know, I'll know which one of us is actually talking.
It's a problem for somebody. I don't remember who it was. I was gonna make a joke about it, but then I couldn't remember who it was.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. So I got some Transformers and Suicide Squad. Blu-ray of Legend of Korra for $15 because Target.com's stupid.
Fuck's sake. I bought all of mine for like $15 each. Stupid past. It seemed like such a deal at the time. 13 whole episodes?
What a steal. I got a Japanese Nintendo 2DS to play the Kamen Rider game on.
When I saw it, I was like, the son of a bitch did it.
Well,
Gyro Decado.
If these bastards are going to make me buy a video game to get a gachet, then, well, I'm going to play it, damn it.
Oh, Gyro Decado.
Oh my god.
What's even worse,
just never died.
The system was only like $10 more than the game set was. But it's fun. It's a really fun game, and the 2DS is cute, so hey, it's a win-win, I suppose. I opened that HLJ box.
Hey, these are like two-parters now. Ryder's not doing it anymore. It's up to Brian to pick up the slack.
That had stuff in it that I've only partially enjoyed, because I haven't had a whole lot of time. But, yeah. I had some Christmas parties.
That
was fun. I got gifts.
2-dash on the dentin sensor.
Damn it.
he
pulled it out before me.
You know how it is. It's been a pretty quiet week compared to last week. Like, since there's not much stuff to find, I've just been working on the editing side of things, and I found the sword ninja blade thing arrived because I just ordered it on ToysRUs.com. Because
was that
still
English?
Yeah, ToysRUs.com. Yeah, you know how it is. But it was still on sale, and shipping's free for like almost everything right now for Toys R Us. So I figured, why not? Because mine still
Wayfair
hasn't put it out.
And the shipping is free.
Or Toys R Us.
Estimation on your mama's face.
Dear Lord. But yeah, I got that, and that was a thing. And the only other purchase I have is Suicide Squad also, but I've mainly just been working on video things and playing a little Dishonored 2 and slowly catching Ultra Beasts, which is surprisingly easier than I thought it was going to be. Like,
you expected it to be hard?
I expected, like, I was happy that they don't run away like roaming Pokemon, but I just thought it would be more than, like, a 1-2 ball thing. You know how it is.
Like, roaming Pokemon is one of the worst things ever invented.
Well,
I just want to point that
out. Roaming Pokemon should all be like Ultra Beasts. You're told where they are, and you go find them, and then they just fight you. And then if you lose, they stay. Like, that's what it should be, instead of that nonsense. So like, but I'm.
I'd rather it if you lose, they run away like to another spot, but not like just oh I see you bye. Like if you lose, they should run away to another spot. I'd be okay with that, but not that immediate like, piss off, motherfucker! I'm running.
Well, yeah, that's just what I like about the Ultra Beasts is like you just get to battle them. I'm like, I don't have time to find somebody with mean look. All my Pokemon are too friendly.
they're all adorable.
I've been doing that, and what else? Oh, I started watching Search Party and People of Earth, which are both interesting for sure. There's a green alien that has a ball sack head, and he's the funniest character.
Twat.
But that's about it. Speaking of twats, it's your turn. Nailed it. Boom.
I got my movie morpher. It's really fun.
Is that a Rider Belt Typhoon? No, that's a character from Parks and Rec, you idiot. Sit down.
My 1-year-old has not stopped playing with my morpher. I really don't play with it very much because I can't get it away from her. And I got a Snorlax.
Have abs.
I got a Snorlax GX box. That's pretty cool. I got that weird looking Imakuni's Doduo card in there. That's a thing. Did I get anything? I got my vault. My vault came in and I was excited and it's awesome.
It is pretty cool. Like you can store your money really safely and everything. It's great.
It stole my money safely. Yeah.
Store. You can store.
Oh, store.
Not stole.
Why am I storing? Why am I storing money inside of my game guide? I don't. Are you preparing for like a coming recession? What are you doing?
Oh yeah, that vault arrived. Now that I finished the game. And wouldn't you know it, the post game's in the Pokedex. Thanks, Obama.
See, just think. Now that you have President Trump, you won't have to worry about that next go-round because he'll make the guides great again. And they'll all be all one thing. Sure, it'll be like 10,000 pages for all the Pokedex, but still. You'll only have to buy one book.
And I mean, I don't even need the Pokedex, but the post game would be nice.
We'll have to get a forklift to carry the whole guide around because it'll be so fucking thick, but hey.
It'll be it could have been thicker. I was disappointed by the size of the Pokedex this year. I mean, come on.
That's what she said.
Well, you need to give us more Pokemon. They promised. They're like, oh, here's 4 more than last time.
And what else? Did I get anything? I don't think I got anything else. But I got my 6th badges on Orash because that's a thing. I'm doing good. It was, well, I don't know what I just said. That was weird.
I was doing good.
I'm just gonna move on from it. But I like my Tropius a lot on Omega Ruby. I was doing the gym battle and I was battling the Altaria and he beat somebody. I really couldn't tell you who he beat. I just know if I'd have thrown in Marsh Stomp and just like rock slided him to death in like one hit, it would have been dumb. But I didn't do that. I'm like, no, I want to do this the hard way because I'm a dumb shit. And so when I finally got to it, I beat Altaria and I was like, I'm fucking done with this. And I put in Mega Manectric and just raped Skyla. Or Winona. Skyla's another flying type gym leader that does the same thing. I don't know. I don't know which gym leader this fucking is anymore.
Her name should be Skyla if she's flying type. She has to make it easy. I mean, come on now.
But I did that, and then, Alpha Sapphire was the thing I beat it with. I don't think there was
it just cost us 5 views because someone thought this was an old episode from last year, and
good,
they just turned
good.
It off.
5 views.
Oh, they're talking about Omega Ruby. This is from last year. Whoops, didn't put in the right episode. I mean, we have to pay for our own parking here.
But yeah, that's, I think that's pretty much it. I don't know what else to say. I can't think. Like my Toys R Us had all the, had the some of the movie toys, like, and then it had. I went there when I got the movie morpher, and if I'd had more money, I'd have bought other stuff. But because they had like the black Dino Charge dinosaur things with the Ranger batteries, and then at the same time, there's the The black dino charger thing. It's a little black dinosaur, and it's got the charger pack with the two, like, Operation Overdrive and Jungle
Fury. Oh, okay. Just the way you described it, I was
I didn't know what to call them, so I just kind of stammered my way through it like an idiot. I was hoping you would just go along for the ride, but you didn't.
Well, because I couldn't tell if it was a Zord or a Morpher, so I was like, in my head, I was like this amalgam of, like, Gabutira and, like, the Gabu Revolver that were both black, and I was like, what's happening?
So that was there. They had some of them there, and, like, I wanted them, but I didn't have money. And at the same time, there was, like, Ninja Star packs and Ranger keys on the shelf, and I didn't know what kind of a time vortex I stepped into that I had three Ranger gimmicks on the shelf at one time.
It's the fandom's fault.
Like, I was just panicking and I'm freaking out, and I was walked away. I couldn't take it anymore.
There's Ranger keys and Dino Chargers and Ninja Stars. What the fuck?
Oh, I got my Meloetta figure and plush, so those are done now. I need to find a Genestack figure. I don't know when they're gonna ever release them. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Like, it was apparently never supposed to exist. Cause
damn it, Barry.
Genestack never had a small size Monster Collection figure made. Like, ever. So they don't have a figure to put out.
I got you, man.
I don't have words. I don't know what to say to that. But you just promised me a mythical figure every month.
I didn't promise you anything.
You promised me lots of things that you haven't delivered on, and that's why my bed is empty. But
Optimus and Jetfire, the yes. New Super Mario Brothers Wii review. These were campaign promises.
Some more HeartGold and SoulSilver videos. What the hell, Brian?
Whatever happened to Shinobi Creative? You need to go in there and change it to Shinobi Uncreative.
I think it's Boom. Gone. I don't remember.
They just accidentally took it out with the trash? Like, did they, like, you know, give away your lease? Like, what happened?
No, I think I deleted it.
It's okay, I already know about Amazon.com, Brian. I mean...
That set has a Genestack figure. It's bigger than the normal Monster Collection ones, but you know it's pearlescent like the anniversary figures are, so it fits in kind of.
Say pearlescent.
Yeah, that's what it's fucking called.
What does that mean, though?
Shiny.
It's like metallic. Why don't they except it's not metallic because it's got like.
Because they didn't go metallic.
Bogs pearlescent. Pearlescent! Beetleborgs pearlescent.
It doesn't have quite the ring to it, does it?
It sounds like a Pokemon. It's like somehow Persian evolves into pearlescent or something. I don't know. Gets an even fatter face.
And then Arbok evolves into Seviper.
Chabok! Classic Pokemon anime.
It's Seviper! Wait!
What? This is how rumors get started.
Little kid me is like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Little kid Brian was a dick.
Yeah, well, that's true. I can verify that, like, 100%. That is...
That's why little kid Brian's gonna have a heart attack one day.
Depends on how many times Barry changes the timeline. The photo Cat shared from 2 years ago is gonna change.
Damn it, Barry. Or thank you, Barry, well, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that would be a good thing.
Like, Brian wants the $25,000 in medical bills. It's building character.
Not really. I just hope if I ignore it long enough, it'll go away.
That's why he's growing the beard. He's like going on the road. He's like getting his disguise well known before he leaves, which it doesn't seem like the best plan, but then they'll never see it coming.
That's what she said.
You know how it is.
It's not a roach, Brian. It doesn't just wander off.
Well, you know what? I can hope.
Yeah, you can hope, it doesn't make it real. Hope is not a real thing.
It worked for half of the bill for that stupid, like, electro bra I had to wear. Like, I ignored it for so long, they, like, cut it in half. And they're like, here, will you pay this? I'm like, no.
Will you pay this? No.
So now I'm waiting to see what happens then. Maybe we'll get cut in half again. Living the wildlife.
Did you even try to return it to Victoria's Secret and see if that could help? Like, this one's electric, though.
It's electric. This is why my health insurance is so expensive. Brian's not paying his bills. God damn it, Brian.
Thought it was because he was shopping at Victoria's Secret for medical supplies.
Well, that'll do it, too.
You know how not on the
proof list. What happens when you have an HMO?
And then when they refused, he just started singing Icky Vicky, You're So Sicky when he was running out of there and pulled a classic Chip Skylark. You know how it is.
Chip, the savior? What?
Hashtag my shiny teeth at me.
What about our great savior, Chip? Who loves animals?
Been renewed through 2019.
Chippity doo da.
So anyway, news.
I'm ish.
News ish.
Poissandra is reconfirmed. Please don't reshare this information. It could be dangerous.
It could be hazardous to someone's health. Like Dowsums. Damn it, he noticed.
Sorry. Should have noon.
I said that so confidently, too.
I know.
Anyway.
Ganem.
It looks really bad.
White hoodies like, and Ganem.
The sculpt looks okay, but...
How does the vagina look?
I hope when you get it, it doesn't have all those watermarks all over it. It looks worse with those on it.
It was really funny because I think Reggie posted, like, oh, I'm going to have to paint this one up. And
Reggie, he's a me? What?
No. Someone said,
damn it.
What about the watermarks?
Her body like, isn't ready.
He's like, well, I can print on clear paper. And so he's going to make sheets with the watermark picture on it.
Oh, my God. Oh, that would be fantastic.
You guys are dicks.
You know how it is.
Oh, you know it. Yes.
You got what I need.
I mean, I don't know what to do about her, because on one hand, I want to complete the mains, / I liked Kandarira. But I hate Poissandra with a passion and her fan base. Like, they're just all the worst people.
Isn't it Yoshi's fan base?
Well, they're also the worst. I mean, it just, you know, one cult is the same as the other, really, when we think
one
about
call,
it.
One call, that's all. 525-8000.
Better call Saul if you're attacked by a cult. But yeah, so I don't know what to do about that.
So
I'd rather us get Torin, but then we might confuse it with the word Talon. So it's too dangerous. It's too close to Torin. We didn't even use that name.
They didn't use them because Death Ryuger has death in the name. Wait a minute.
It's not even on any of it. Like, it didn't say it on the... For fuck's sake. It's a good thing we also dodged the bullet of Aubrey Killer. It would have had to be called Destroyed Ryuger. Boom.
But speaking
I don't get it. Did I miss a joke?
Yes. Some dude on YouTube, like, made a video on, like, why we didn't use Talon. And, like, his reasoning was because Death Ryuger's name had death in it, and they didn't want to invoke that sort of thing in Power Rangers, so they didn't use him.
Wait, well, what does that have to do with anything?
He was like, He was like dead fucking serious too. Like he was what? He was like, that's it, that's why.
I think y'all are just determined to see how many times I can stammer like an idiot in a row.
Hashtag fandom. But speaking
that
of
what Power Rangers fandom does to me, just makes me stammer like a moron.
Speaking of Aubrey Killer, Dino Thunder is the other slots in those legacy figure waves. So
oh, I missed cool. that. Slots are filthy.
Are there pictures of this, Brian?
No, there's no pictures yet.
It's just like
you are a waste of space. Go fuck yourself, Brian.
And of course,
you are useless.
The suit I like most is gonna be the one that gets ignored. But
Why Rangers?
Tommy?
Yeah,
both of them. They're gonna be like, which one should we do next? Cycle Rangers. That's the fandom. Can we just
like turkeys?
How hard is it? Well, they are.
Well,
how hard is it to just do a wave as just a team? Just five people. Boom, you're done.
Apparently, like, the girls are selling so bad that the line might get canned.
I told you! That's what I'm saying. Because I keep saying, we should do full teams. And then they're like, well, no, it's better marketing to do it this way. And I'm like, but yeah, then, like, one to two teams is going to get fucked when the line's canceled. It won't get canceled. I've been around too long, Sonny. Seen like at least three lines get canceled in the past 2.5 years that pertain to this type of stuff. Maybe they would have painted the silver belt. Just saying. So
there's a figure of movie Rita that looks kind of bad, but it's not as
well, yeah,
bad
it's
as it could
related,
be
related. So
oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, it was a piece of plastic. No, no, no. I thought it was a worm. It was just a piece of plastic. False alarm. Like, one, not like a worm, but like one of those weird centipede things that has like a bazillion legs. It's probably the Dragonzord.
Millipede?
But, like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's an evil worm. That's what they're called. I feel like Nick Miller right now.
I feel like Dawson's an idiot.
They're called wind mice. Oh, god damn it. But what were we talking about before I freaked out over a piece of plastic on the ground?
Rita.
Oh, yeah. That's a thing. Like, I think she was the only thing of the toy pictures that have come out in the past few days that was kind of new-ish. Like, everything else, I mean, it was new, but it's not, like, something unknown. They're just figures of things we've already seen. So, like, I don't see it as a huge deal that, like, it got leaked. Like, if we had all of a sudden got a picture of Goldar or, I don't know, like, Finster or something we'd never seen before, but, like, this is just merchandise of things we already know what it looks like, so I don't think it's that big a deal.
Did you want to talk about that the synopsis thing? Did you read that?
I read
the like,
title.
That mentioned Goldar?
There's something about, like, a lot of gold. Like, this is, like,
he's trying to get gold to revive Goldar, and, like, Rita's 65 million years old and a Green Ranger, and Zordon's the original Red Ranger before it became a ball of light or something. I don't know. It became an Omega Ranger.
Well, I heard about the Zordon thing like from like Germany or something. It leaked it in a...
I am German.
Yeah.
They're
like, Hail Hydra! And they're like, oh, okay. So, Zordon. But I heard about that a while back, but the only thing I saw was people were like, oh, that's why the line about Golden and Megazord makes sense. That's as far as I got. And then I heard something about the Zeo Crystal.
The line about... Like, yeah, there's something with the Zeo Crystal. Is there a line of gold in the Megazord? What?
There's like... One of the guys says, that's a lot of gold or something. I don't know. It might have been the Lucky Charms guy who found his way into the interactive Megazord.
Logically delicious.
Like, I'm not sure, but... I don't know why. Whenever any article pertains to anything Toku, I have, like, no patience for reading it.
I've noticed. You have no patience for anything.
Like, because I'll see the title and I'll be like, I can't read that, but then yet during Jojo I read like a 4-page article about why they're not using Obi-Wan in a solo movie yet because it might be for the main ones. But so somehow I held on for that. But like
again, I bite my thumb at you, sir.
So wait, what was the news?
But so jumping back to that, I think the whole Zeo Crystal thing is actually kind of cool.
I am Zeo Crystal. Something about Lord Zed.
What the fuck? I mean, it's kind of like straight out of the original series that, like, Zed tried to get the Zeo crystal and he totally whiffed, and that's why he's, like, all melted and gross. And so, like,
so is he in the movie or is he not in the movie?
No.
He's, like, in the sequel.
As far as I know, like, that's just, like, the setup of the backstory.
Okay,
I don't
so he's in the
actually
sequel.
Expect.
Confirmed.
I don't expect
I mean,
Zed or
honest,
the actual Zeo crystal or anything to be in the movie other than maybe, like, a glimpse if they're going through this backstory or something.
Here's a pitch.
I don't really know.
After credit scene, Zeo crystal, Zed, normal. And then he goes, fine, I'll do it myself. He grabs the Zeo crystal like the Infinity Gauntlet, but instead of, like, smugly grabbing it, he grabs it and it burns him alive, and that's the last scene we see. Just imagine, fine, I'll do it myself. Oh my god! Cut to black. Power Rangers RPM. Like, just brilliant.
fine, I'll do it.
Why is he constipated?
Well, because he's burning alive.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I was trying to find out what was happening.
Well, you know, Dean Munch didn't give him some yogurt, so he had a hard time being regular. Activia. There we go.
Activia.
Turn on Activia. But I do hope that... I think it would be cool even if they just mentioned it to potentially plant the seeds of, like, maybe doing Zeo one day, like, four movies down the road or whatever, if it's successful. If they get their marketing
I like how it's
control.
Four movies down the road because it was the fourth season.
Well, I imagine they're going to want to stick with MMPR-ish stuff for a while, given their track record of the past 15,000 years that we've been enduring the MMPR wave. But,
ride like the wave, motherfucker?
Because their marketing's kind of not really good right now.
Lionsgate's the worst.
Like, stuff either falls out or they're, like, doling it out in small reveals as if they're a major franchise that can get away with that. It's like, you're not Star Wars. You can't show us, like, a corner of an image and be like, get excited. They're like, oh, I forgot that existed. It's like, you need to get your shit under control. You need to keep your hoe on a leash. God damn it. Bitches running wild, man. I think is that all the news?
I think so. I'm not really sure anymore, to be honest. Motherfuck.
There wasn't a lot going on this week.
Oh. It really wasn't.
I'm playing fucking Super Mario Run, right?
Oh, and yeah, I did that.
I'm fucking terrible at it.
I believe you. Go on.
And
so
I'm just
all believable.
I'm just trying to get all the pink coins, and it's so difficult.
Trying to get all the pink coins like trying to get all the pink vaginas.
You know how it is.
Possible.
Hashtag pink taco. What?
Dawson's mom's got that pink taco.
I think I clicked the screen too many times. I'm making.
But we all got that. What? Yeah, you are a fuck up. We knew that also already.
Well, yeah,
you don't click the screen, it's a touch screen. There's a problem right there. He tried to click it and it cracked, and he's wondering what happened. He's trying to play with a mouse. It
just made me fuck up.
Sorry, well...
It doesn't take much.
Get him to click the touch screen.
Derp!
It's like when my dad encountered a chip reader the other day, and I don't know how he's gone through the last year without a chip reader. They need that everywhere for me.
I hate chip readers. Chip reading is the worst. Not even just mean chippity-doo-dah. I mean your credit card chip.
Chip.
One time I should just bring a chocolate chip cookie with me and try to put it in it. That'd be a waste of a cookie, though.
Your chip reader is broken. My cookie won't fit.
I want that on a shirt.
Just bring a potato chip.
Oh, that would work. I put that in my Gokai Silver's changer thing I'm forgetting. Was it just called the Gokai Changer? For fuck's sake.
Gokai Cellular.
Gokai Cellular. There we go. Oh, let's use the word cellular. That's hip. The name of the movie that Captain America starred in years ago. That's an odd like reference.
That's just our show, to be honest.
Yeah, it's true, but I liked that movie. It had Jason Statham in it.
Jason Statham.
You know how it is. Gotta get the stats on that ham.
Oh boy, Premium Bandai Attack of the Clones Luke Skywalker. Or Anakin.
Wait, what? You can get the free, like, fetus? Like, no, was it just a sperm and an egg? Like, is that... Wait, Anakin.
Damn.
Yeah, Anakin. Because as soon as I said Luke, I'm like, fuck. Except I was so far in, I just continued the Skywalker.
No, but didn't I talk about that already? Premium Anakin Skywalker comes with the two lightsabers from Geonosis.
Yeah, I mean, it's like up now, if it wasn't already. I don't know. Premium
Anakin.
I just
want my Revenge of the Sith Obi-Wan with the non-mullet hair. Is that so much to ask for? Apparently.
Yes.
Brian, do you have your phone next to you?
Yeah.
I'm sending you a picture of how many codes I have to put in.
Fucker, I just said I was playing Super Mario Run. Of course my phone's next to me. God damn it.
Look, I'm not paying attention to you, okay? The scans are on the table in front of me.
God damn it! This is like the episode of jokes we'll all never live down. Shit of Noon, the scans, of Nairo. Why do I have two? It's not fair.
Because you do more stupid shit than we do?
That's true.
Because you're an idiot.
Wheelgate.
Oh, hell.
I know, right? They just don't see the wheels. It's just stupid.
I think there's more on my kitchen table.
Have fun with that. Make sure your little webcam thing works. Otherwise, it's going to be a pain in the ass.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I don't know how to... Where do I do this at? How do I make it work?
You go to the library. They have computers there. But a Zimbabwean man might get mad at you when you try to print.
I don't like the library. That's what happened to me. You can't watch porn there.
That's what you think.
I always just go into my local library and type in IreneDemova.com on all of them, and then it'll just... And then as you're just running out of the building, you just hear MI6, C6, C6, and then just... boom. Hashtag chucked. You know how it is.
Anyway.
I think that's the 15th time he said that since we started.
Look, Schmidt has infected me. Schmidt happens.
Ow.
I know.
But seriously, Brian, how do I do this? Where do I go to do this at?
It's in one of the tabs up there. Redeem is the word you're looking for.
You're a douche.
What? You asked where it was at, and I answered it's under redeem. On the app. You're on the app, right? You're not just like...
No, I've got my iPad here. Show. I'm in the app. I see Mega Charizard Y says Evolutions.
Okay, now I see Mega
Blast. Wait, you could only access it if you had a redemption arc. Have you had one of those yet?
Oh, no, I didn't have a redemption arc.
Alright, you gotta do that. Gotta get on that.
Anyway, now it's time for...
Superhero time. Juoja. Mecha game, mucha game, what's your name? I'm a Kamen Rider. Exado!
Shakes head.
Oh, piss off.
Can you believe the part in this week's episode where they all spoke Japanese the whole time? I mean, whew. I thought like they were going to say maybe one English word, but boy was I wrong. Actually, they probably did, because they like to use a lot of our words but misspell them.
Let's see, what happened in this week's Jewel?
Alpha.
I watched it like 3 days ago and I forgot.
I watched it in the future.
The little depressed kid got captured.
Oh good, is he dead?
Oh yeah.
Maybe he's tied to like a pillar in the middle of a river.
like Q-Bar made a Genis and fake Genis captured Misao, and then he made a fake Misao to get them to fight him, and he also captured the other person, the chick, fuck is her name, Narnia. Thank you, Narnia.
Captured Narnia. We did that last week. We did that joke last week. It's not funny.
Aslan!
It's totally funny. Aslan's like Zold. Never mind. Just fucking go. Continue.
Okay, let's see. Use this code to unlock your online reward. Visit www.pokemon.com/TCGO.
No, Kevin, you don't you don't have to go to the website. I promise you.
Well, I'm reading the card, and the card...
I found success in finding YouTubers and asking them in the comment section.
Hold on, let me go to Brian's YouTube and ask him in the comment section. Maybe he'll answer me there.
Please reply, it guarantees it.
Then I'll ask him for codes and call him an asshole when he says no.
Just, like, fluff his ego a little bit and talk about how good his celebrations are. You'll get right in.
Tries...
So then they all fought Genesis along with some fake monsters, and Genesis whooped their ass. And that was a thing that happened.
Kubar ran away like a little bitch. Like, no, they fought real Genesis.
Oh,
they fought real Genesis.
Because Kubar went back up to the ship and was like, with a fake Azald, and made Azald go like, "Yo, dude, they caught Narya," and Genesis was like, "Oh, hell nah." And so he went down to Earth to get Narya back, but apparently he knew the entire time that Kubar was playing him, and so he used that little triangle thing that they had the cube whale data on and made himself,
he
like
absorbed it,
turn really fucking weird. I mean, not that he wasn't weird already, but and so now he's like super strong and like he's Super Saiyan, and he like fucking destroyed everybody, and like Kubar started running away like a little bitch. Like, he had, like, a little bitch run, too. He was like, it was actually really good. But, no, like, I liked this episode, like, 100%. Like, what's his face?
Kumar.
No, the world.
Misao.
Misao got hurt and captured, so that was fantastic. I was 100% pro that. Kubar had a little bitch run. That was great. We got to see that like house that they always use for like every fucking fancy interior they always have to do.
Is it one that like they were in an O's where they drove the silk over and stuff? Is that a different one?
That might be it might be the same place, but I don't think they used that portion. I'm not 100%. Okay. The place with the O's and the silk and stuff, I think, was the same place as Michi's house in Gaim.
Yeah, because they just recently reused it, I remember, for something. That must have been it.
They used it in Tokyuger at one point, too.
You know what it is. Minus the silk.
But no, like, it was a genuinely
without the silk,
good episode because something was finally fucking happening.
Genuine is genuine. Is genuine.
That's just true. I mean,
what if at the end of Geodru it's revealed that everybody was just a Kubar copy, and it like pulls a Die Ranger, and then like we see him old at the end, and they're like, no, okay. Like, Sentai never does that anymore. It's just a bunch of like rainbows and justice.
I got the greatest comment on my Cube Whale review.
Go on.
Is the hole in the whale large enough to fit an adult male penis? I'm asking for a friend, and it's not Kevin.
So... I was just going to say, I mean, we just directed him to your page. Coincidence? I think not.
That is good to know, though. I would like to know the answer to this, Brian.
I mean, if you have a really tiny one, maybe.
Since it was brought up, I mean, not that I brought it up.
That sounds suspicious the way you're overcovering.
Kevin's backup channel is Galvatron 1988. that's almost Genemon 2005. I mean, it's like
it's really
the same,
close.
It's the same concept.
I mean, there's a 9 in both that and Genemon 1995 from the 90s special. So, I mean, if you're a detective, this would be on the big murder board connected by two strings of red yarn.
Oh God, I love my life. Anyway,
somebody has to.
I mean, like, there's not a whole lot to say, because I think that this is just kind of pushing the final arc into motion, finally. Okay, a arc into
more.
Fuck it.
Okay. Is next week's filler?
It's... Fuck, what was it? The preview for next week...
I don't remember it. Bard also showed up here Azog, and he got more of those little cubes. He got all four of them now.
Thank you. That did happen, yes, but this was the first time Bard saw Azog, and he's like, got cubes all over him, like some sort of weird, like, cube acne. And so he's like, cubes. And so now, like, people are thinking that Azog is, like, some weird mutant version of the guy that they killed in Julan.
Oh, that would be interesting.
So I have no idea, or, like, some connection to Julan or something. I'm not really sure. I hate saying the word Julan. God damn it. Fucking Japan.
The theme park.
Everything's really cheap.
And they cook everything without using any ovens.
Like, that would be a cool twist, though. I think it would be a cooler twist if he was somehow the dude that was killed by them instead of just some sort of, like, actual, like, mutant Juman that's, like, just crazy. Like, oh, I hate all humans because inequality or something. I don't know. Like, it's hard to tell. Like, this would be one of those twists where either way that could be cooler if they hinted at it throughout the series instead of just having the fucker sitting there sipping wine, like, for the whole show. It's like fucking Pegasus did that for the entire time. At least Pegasus fucking got up and pulled his Toon World out. You know how it is.
Is that what we call it?
Yugi boy!
Can't wait to pull out my Toon World.
You know how it is.
Hello, Yugi boy.
Hey, you, check out my Toon World. I'm sorry.
That was Joey. Hey, you. Check out my baby dragon.
I don't know why Joey's got Toon World now.
Time, Jizzard. Too far. Too far. We know the line. We know the line.
Oh, my God.
What even is the show this week? I just said Time, Jizzard.
You did say Time, Jizzard.
Yeah.
I don't know if anything can top Time, Jizzard.
It's Time Wizard, except the hands on the clock are two penises.
Oh, God. The scary thing is there might even be a porn out there like that somewhere. It's the internet.
I wish I had a Time Jizzard.
Probably just like a one with like Time Jizzard and Taya, and well, you can follow the trail from there. It's coming from jizz. Time Jizzard. Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, I mean,
you follow the trail of Time Jizz. Just...
The Georgia was good for once. I'm just gonna end it at that.
Okay. Can't wait to see it in X amount of time, possibly never. I might be done with Toku, I'm not sure. It's all dependent on... I mean, I guess I could have looked a little harder for somewhere else. I found one other place that was really addy, and it was 2 weeks behind, and I'm like, welp, it's hopeless.
I'm out.
Like, whatever, man, I'm not in this.
X-Aid. X-Aid was fucking fantastic. I mean, I feel like I say that every week, but it was. It was, like, great.
It was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in my life. I love this show.
Well, that's pushing it a bit, I think.
Yeah,
but...
that's... I mean, I didn't even see it. I could tell. I mean, it didn't even have a diggle. We already went over the clarifications of life. Doesn't have a diggle, minus 100 points instantly.
From Gryffindor. But...
That's how you know it's Gryffindor's the golden boy.
I did not spend a lot of time thinking. But oh Jesus!
Oh shit! It's the broth's back.
No, it's the artisan doorknob changer. It apparently has no off switch.
I don't think. Maybe it does. I don't know. Does that? It have a little door where you can hold the coins.
Yeah. But like,
isn't that awesome?
For fuck's sake, it's a new mold. To put a goddamn off switch on it.
Just be careful, because I know, like, my door on changer, I put the coins in there, and I don't know if it's just, like, I don't think they brushed up against each other. Like, if you move it around too much, it starts to, like, scuff them and scrape them all up, and I'm like, well, my coins count a little bad.
Well, just don't do that thing where you're doing that with, like, the O6, smashing them against the scanner, trying to
get paid $120 and not at all. What happened?
Because he got the coins and he started mashing them up against the O scanner. Wasn't that the one where you got a new sound and I like my obnoxiousness? Like, I was, like, saying something? Or was that the Go Guider thing? I don't know. This is X8. You guys take it away. It's your moment.
I like how Emu tricked them all into working together. Yeah. Trying to just, it wasn't a thing.
Was Emu a punk bitch in this episode? Did he go...
I don't know. Did he sound like a dying...
I mean, he...
Words being said right now. So,
It was really neat how like it, the one Drago Night Hunter Gashat turns into like four. I was wondering how they were gonna do that.
We didn't know it was gonna be virtual, Dawson. God.
Oh man, the twist!
And they disappeared in like. And then he kept it like a smug bitch.
Like, and then Poppy Pippo Popo was like, ooh, making noises. Because, I don't know, she's... So she did, she just made noises the whole time. Like, squealing noises.
Toku, a summary.
It's like, she's a dumb bitch.
Another thing that I thought was kind of weird, having the surgery 16 years ago, but
he didn't ask the doctor.
He didn't say anything to the doctor. I'm like, what the fuck?
He just dropped and walked away.
Why would you do what the fuck? Deal with it.
This is why you get paid, Brian, is to monitor the websites for me, so I do, and you failed out.
My bad.
This is why I'm withholding your paycheck this week.
But seeing all four of them
for the past 5 years,
seeing all four of them fight like simultaneously fight each other and Graphite all at the same time while actually looking like they had a sliver of teamwork was kind of interesting in terms of choreography.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed the episode. I'm wondering what they're gonna do, what we're doing moving forward with the whole thing is Genom gonna do more than just sit there and be an asshat? Is
Snipe also gonna stop being an asshat?
No, that's not happening. Like, I like how
they're
like,
they all gonna stop being asshats?
Well, then we're gonna stop being gash hats.
Like, Emu's like, we need to work together and do this, and like, the Brave's like, I'm not gonna work with an intern because fuck you, intern. Like, oh, okay. And he's like, I'm not working with an unlicensed hand and that asshole over there. And then Snipe's like, fuck you guys, I'm not working with y'all, I just wanna take your shit. And which Geki Totsu Robots changed hands twice, so it's finally back with M. Like, nobody can hold on to that. She's like fucking soap in a prison. Like,
I like how Kiria picked it up, and he's like, yeah, the no good will come of this in your hands, and that was weird sentence.
Like, I thought he was gonna give it back to M.
No, he just took it, and Kiria's like, drats.
Rats.
Except his suit's so bulky, so, like, his little, like, arm shake was, like, really funny looking. Everything Laser does is fucking hysterical because of his suits. Like, they're either super adorable and bulky, or just super cool looking and bulky. Like, it's just really funny.
I'm going to backtrack with a question because I might have missed it when you guys were talking a few minutes ago, but I heard Graphite is dead?
Yes.
Is that true? Okay. Cause, like,
is he actually dead? Did he die?
Was killed ritualistically at the end.
it's hard to say. I mean, he exploded and he was gone.
He turned inside out.
That other, the kid with the bright pants picked up the proto Dragonite Hunter Z and was like, thanks, Graphite, and, like, one way. And so, I mean, there's always potential for him to come back because we don't really know how Bugsters work.
Did he get flowers in real life?
I don't think so.
Because if he didn't have a goodbye dinner, then Glenn's definitely not dead. It's, like, a classic situation.
If he did, I didn't see any pictures, like, tweeted about it, so I'm going to assume he hasn't. And he's probably not dead, but...
I was curious, because that was, like, one of the things I saw about the episode, was that Graphite died, and everyone's like, oh, he's such an amazing character, can't believe he's gone. I'm like, I don't remember him being that great. Like, I mean, the only thing good he did was give Brave and Snipe a backstory, but I honestly couldn't tell him apart from the dude that's always playing games, other than the fact that the dude that's always playing games has the fancier haircut from Sun and Moon that's kind of wavy. Like, they did nothing. They, like, barely, I don't know, they were just nobody.
Yeah,
both of them are still nobody, just one of them slightly more playful.
I mean, I agree with you. I'm not going to say, like, Graphite's some amazing, well-developed character, because, one, we're only 10 episodes into a toku show, and, two, like, he hasn't done anything fantastic yet, other than set up other backstories, and, like, that doesn't make a great character, that just makes a great plot device. So.
Pretty much.
I mean, his monster suit looked cool. I mean, I'll give him that. But
that was, like, the thing I saw, so I was just curious.
Yeah, so as of right now, everyone has all of the gashots that they're supposed to. Emu has Dragonite Hunter Z right now. And I think that's that. All the prototypes are back with Douchebag McGee over at
Douchebag McGee and the video game addict.
I mean, you laugh, but that's what I would call people because I don't know their names.
I know. But, yeah, I think that's about it.
Sorry.
I enjoyed it.
Well, get ready to not enjoy things, because now it's time for... No. So, this was the final episode ever of this nonsense. It was the Christmas special, and it actually took place post-finale, but it just made things worse, to be honest. Flex didn't really happen now. Kaylee, who you probably asked for, why does this base exist?
I remember Kaylee, she's sleeping in my bed right now.
Oh, dear lord. That's too many informations. It shouldn't exist. It didn't happen. It's just... Oh, it was the worst. And then the... Shelby also pulled her...
The show had a flawed line travel.
It's easy because...
I'm the worst.
They manipulated all of them.
But what I want to say is the fact that, like, I like the idea of the final Christmas special taking place after the series instead of, like, that random ass, like, where does it go? Knows who cares? I like it serving as a little bit of a, like, a Christmas epilogue sort of thing. I think that's a neat concept, and I hope they do that with Ninja Steel, barring Ninja Steel potentially being good. We'll see what happens there, but yeah.
Especially with finales like this, where you have, well, this one was a major one, but you know, when you have circumstances that change. Like,
in Samurai's case, it would have been great because everyone, like, left. It would be neat to see them all come back for Christmas and see what everyone was up to and all that stuff. So it's something I would like to see in the other Christmas specials, but.
See, and they had a really cool opportunity here. Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, other than Megaforce, because Robo Knight Before Christmas is amazing.
Well, that's the best thing ever, because Robo Knight is better than everyone. Serve as more of an epilogue, and, like, show what everyone's lives are like, but it's like, nope, their lives are just exactly the same.
It could have been cool. They really could have done something, honestly, that could have been neat, and I don't know if it would have saved it or anything.
Oh, no, but... it wouldn't have saved it, no.
But... No, but it could have made it better. Like, it could have softened the blow a little bit.
Kevin just held
it. The other day.
I always look forward to the future, because then I'll be dead.
Time for?
Because it was his duty. Ramble time.
For real.
I'm masturbating on your mom's face.
So, Pokemon.
So, Chespie's inside of a giant rock version of Zygarde or something? Is that what happened?
I don't fucking know. I forgot.
Apparently we insulted Creeper or something by not talking about the fact that Clembot died last week. For the next situation, I don't know.
Animation of that. It's neither way exciting.
So, like, you know, in the pilot, I was in the.
Oh, I'm kind of like shit, but I mean, if like scenes were. Make it like a follow up to the
way it's looking right now. Make it look like a retelling.
Well, there's another Kanto.
Just don't be surprised, Kanto, but rather than.
I would think they would have to do something really fucking cool. Gen 1 on Virtual Console, Fire Leaf Green.
But.
Kanto's a lazzle.
Like, and it's also since they did just the Alola Pokemon as Kanto Pokemon, and then they, like, heavily featured, you know, the Kanto starters as, like, the main Megas. Yeah, that was a thing. But at some point in the future, and later in the future, I wouldn't be mad at a 3D rendition, though, to me. Like, right now, it's just too soon.
Do it
before Sinnoh, because I kind of want Sinnoh, because it's, like, my least favorite, but there's things I like about it, and I want to, like, have a rejuvenated like for it.
Well, you can move faster?
Yes, that. Just worry that they would nursery stuff.
It is what she said.
Got it.
So, yeah, that's... I want more details of it. And I'm sad we're almost done I forgot what it's called. I really don't know. The cool thing that happens every week.
That is correct. That is what it is called.
I just stopped paying attention to the name and just paid attention to, I love this. Don't make it go away. But that's almost done. And I'm sad.
Oops. Wrong one.
Like, they're all the way into Kalos now.
They're like, hey, it's Lysander. I'm like, hey, I see him like every fucking week on Pokemon.
Right? So this one's got a Pyroar instead of a Mega Gyarados.
Handed to him.
That's a lot less fun.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God, it's happening.
Well, the apocalypse is just Kaylee.
I see no difference. What are we talking about now?
I don't.
Coelacanth? The fuck? Oh, it's happening. I don't know. What is this episode? Did we run out of steam?
I think so. I'm really hungry.
Legends was last week, and the dorks were there, and they dorked it all up, and they were like, oh, look how dorky we're dressed. And, like, they tortured them by showing them their shitty outfits. And Sarah and Stein were like, fuck!
I like how...
You guys are so dorky.
I like how no matter how dorky everyone else looks, Eobard always just shows up in a leather jacket looking fly.
Fucks.
He's either in his reverse Splash outfit or, like, he gives no fucks when he is, where he is. He's like, I'm just gonna look fly.
Meanwhile, Malcolm let Damien give him a makeover. Like, I'm just picturing, like, them putting on I'm So Pretty and, like, Damien, like, styling his hair and putting the hat on him and spinning him around in a barber's chair. Like, the whole scene, and there's no need for it. Man, I don't even know what timeline I'm from. Like, I'm more intrigued about Reverse Flash's current existence than I am Savitar, because I'm trying to figure out how he happens, because he's not supposed to exist. Is he directly from the past? Did he somehow existence because of Flashpoint? Is this the one that had been Wells before, or has he never been Wells? I don't know.
Like, because it's also an additional level of weird, because he used that thing on Marty.
Stein.
Yeah.
And
he did the face thing.
He mistakenly used it on McFly first, and then he was like, oh shit, they don't know him.
And so he was like, well, this thing used to kill people, but I modified it to make it not kill people because we can't kill you yet.
Did you modify? Non-murder. Activate.
So, like, he's aware of that, and he has that, so I have no fucking idea. I hope they address it at some point.
Because his whole bit was that he got stuck in the past, but if he could run Barry to the future, then...
Run, Barry, run.
Like, did he, like, just go back to lap the past, like a victory lap? Like, on your left, fuck, I got stuck again, damn it! Shouldn't have come back for a gloat lap, like, I don't know... Like, I want them to address that, because it's so timey-wimey. It's insane.
Damn it,
because obviously, the majority of the events of Season 1 went down in a similar way.
Just so, like Dawson's mother, they went down.
In a similar way, I guess? I don't know. But that's what I'm most intrigued about. Makes him a director instead of John Smith. He's hiding in plain sight.
He sounds weird.
He's making movies about his...
I'm wondering whether he honestly did something like that, where he, like, gave himself an amnesia and he's manifesting that via the movies, or whether he does remember and he's just being really pompous or something.
Well, or, I'm right, wondering if he's trying... If he's up and
they would notice it?
Go find him? Not really sure. Like, that could be the case, or he could just flat out not fucking remember. That could be, too.
I was gonna say, like, how does the accent help him?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Maybe I want to see when they get back, I want to see him be put in charge of directing the film adaptation of Nick Miller's zombie book. No, that was an interesting twist. And that map thing leads to, like, a spear or something. It's related to, I think, I saw Atlantis, maybe? I don't know much about things.
A spear of destiny.
Coral. Apparently that's what they're wanting to do, is rewrite things. Like, Malcolm just wants to undo Arrow Seasons 1 through 3. That's his goal. He got the wrong ones. You want to undo 4. That's the one you want to... Damn it, Malcolm.
He tried to get, like, Sarah to just help him undo things, and she's like, we could put you back, so you never left. No, I'm good.
I wouldn't even got my own spinoff then, you idiot! That's why I'm here!
I get a team to lead.
Malcolm's just bored then. I will join the Legion of Dorks to get Torchfoot renewed.
Newsflash, buddy, you're already in the Legion of Dorks.
It's our show. You know how it is. Did this really happen?
But no, it was a nice little finale. I'm looking forward to everything else going on.
I think Arrow had the strongest, like, most impactful of all the mid-season finales, where it almost felt like a season finale.
Yeah.
With, like, big events and reveals and stuff, so that was interesting. And we're coming back with Legends on right after Flash, and I didn't realize till last week that now Legends and S.H.I.E.L.D. are on at the same time. Like, I just got out from under Flash and S.H.I.E.L.D. being on at the same time.
I got it perfect, because I'll have Flash, Legends, and then S.H.I.E.L.D.
For fuck's sake.
So it'll be perfect for me.
I mean, it's an easy choice. It's the Legends.
My Tuesday is
please,
not like the
do not
greatest
call them
fuck day ever.
I also like Amaya's. But please do not call us heroes. We are something else. Like, she's so proper about it. She's my second favorite. What the fuck was that? She's my second favorite.
I'm a favorite.
I thought I turned into Vreedle for a second. Ben Tennessee and Anna, so shit. That's his law firm.
Good times.
I can't think of any other, like, actual full shows,
But the Spider-Man trailer happened, and I really liked it.
Looks really cool.
Like, my favorite part, or at least one of my favorite parts, was the, I'm not trying to hug you, I'm just getting the door. That was pretty good. I'm
the
looking
Vulture
forward to
suit
it.
Looks really cool.
Yeah. I think it's kind of funny slash, like tragically funny that both Spider-Man reboots used villains that were going to be up next for the original Spider-Man movies, because they had like Lizard set up from Kurt Connors in the original movies, and they used it for Amazing Spider-Man, and like Vulture was going to be the main villain for Spider-Man 4, and so it's just kind of funny. But I'm still kind of like wary about it, not because I don't think it will be good, but I'm just not fully on board with his Spider-Man yet. But like, I really liked the trailer. I think it looks like a lot of fun. Show's a lot of fun.
It is hilarious.
Totes, like Hillhurst. Classic Hillhurst mess around.
Totes my goats.
I'm still getting more forward to Ant-Man too. I wish it wasn't after the Avengers. I want it now. At the very least, can we just get a miniseries where Luis does a recap of every Marvel movie? I don't think that's so much to ask. That will hold me over.
So. Yeah.
Now it's time for...
Tweet, tweet, motherfucker?
Yes, I think it is. Hold on, let me pull it up. My, like, Twitter reset, so it didn't save my searches. So I have to type it in. That took upwards of 3 seconds.
Well, hot diggity damn it.
You know how it is.
Hot diggity daffodil.
Okay. I'm just going to read the first two. So... Delta Maxine says, who is your favorite YouTuber to watch when you're bored?
Shuken Wait, Shinobi.
So, like, only when we're bored. Like, not like, man, I feel like watching their videos.
Oh, not who makes me bored. I'm sorry. His terrible celebrations just make me want to cry.
I don't know, because I'm pretty random with it, where I don't necessarily have a lot of ones that I, like... religiously follow. I more just sort of have random like spurts of that's nope stopping myself there, but like just where I'm into certain videos. But like right now for quite a while I've been to FX Gamers videos. If anybody's seen the alien what is damn it okay, the Alien Isolation Let's Play reaction video. He's like this British guy and he does like the funniest Let's Plays I've ever seen. Like, his reactions to everything is just amazing. So I've been watching a lot of his videos steadily, and I did go through a really like sudden period during the summer where I was watching a lot of Super Carlin Brothers videos on Pixar things and was doing a lot of Pixar research.
That's my life.
I watch their shit all the time. Like, I hadn't watched in a while, and I saw that they had the top Pixar movies one up. I'm like, oh my god! I'm so excited.
Yeah, I sat there during dinner one time and watched that.
I didn't know Brian does a lot of Pixar research.
Well, no, I don't do Pixar research. I just like their videos.
Yeah, they have some videos. Although, I watched one the other day of, like, things we want to see from Rogue One, and they're mentioning all these things that are happening in Rebels. Like, they obviously don't follow Rebels. They're like, wouldn't it be cool if Ahsoka showed up and confronted Vader? I'm like, it kind of happened. But, yeah, I watched a lot of their videos recently. Over the summer. And, yeah, FX Gamer. To the floor. That means...
Oh. I didn't know I was on the floor.
I've been watching a lot of Pokemon stuff lately.
That's because of these new games.
The Pokemon kick's real. Birdkeeper Toby's got some decent theory videos that I like to watch.
Toby. Just a notch above Toby.
Oh god, I didn't even think about that and I feel awful now.
You should feel awful.
What else? I don't know. I feel like all the other shit I watch is just like really generic. Like this shit everyone watches. Go to my YouTube. No, I don't think Kevin has time to watch YouTube.
I don't really. Oh.
Oh
my god!
Filler my sub tab. I watched this guy called Dawson Rider. He's really stupid.
That guy Dawson Rider's a fuck. I keep asking him where to watch things, and he doesn't want to tell me. And then
he
I'm like, never fold the wheels right, and then just steal Megazord. And then I'm like, where do I buy this? It's not sold in my country, and you won't tell me.
I love when I did that in my video, and I said, oh, I pulled a Dawson, and then people commented, like, oh, I get that. I'm like, perfect. That's great.
Someone said, I hope you get it right by the fourth repaint, and I'm like, challenge accepted. Now I'm just going to purposely, like, slowly pan the wheels by the camera, not folding them.
For Marvel and DC stuff, I watch Emergency Awesome. He's pretty cool. Yeah, I know. That was your answer, wasn't it? I stole it.
Oh, no. Playing Super Mario Run trying to get all these coins.
See, I told you, it's fucking hard.
Well, I got four of them. Last time I missed one, but then got this other one that I just missed. I'm trying to get them all in one run. That's more what's hard than anything.
Fucking hard. I know that's what the problem I was having.
Oh, God. He's turned to a gremlin. Terrified now. Commander Tiger needs to save us.
Commander Takaru has saved us.
Oh, man. That's another throwback.
Go ahead to the next question.
Okay, the next one is from David Martin. No, it's just David Martin. It says, Martin. How bad would Toku have to get for you to say, fuck it, I'm done? I mean, I think I already did that, but I'm still here. It's like both.
Yeah, I think I did that.
I feel like, Dawson, I feel like if you didn't do this show and didn't do, like,
damn it,
toy reviews, I feel like you would just be done.
Probably.
Like, with all of it.
It's like, it's a weird thing, because it kind of ties into... something I hate when people say when it pertains to this, like if I'm talking about Dino Charge or like how boring Georgia is, they're like, well, if you don't like it, stop watching. It's like a different story when it's such a long-running thing. It's different when you pick up a new show in the fall and after three episodes you don't like it, but when it's been running like 20 years and it's probably going to be running even longer, you kind of just have to ride out the rough patches. Mm-hmm. As much as I think I hate Power Rangers the most of it in the current state of the three, I'm like more willing to ride that out than the other two. It's just, I don't know. It's in kind of a stale state right now, but there's been brighter spots. Like X-Day is a bit of a brighter spot right now. So I don't know. It would have to be like if Ghost and the Ninja ran like at that same quality for like years, and like there was no sign of it stopping. Like all of a sudden, that was like the magic formula. Was Ghost storytelling for Rider and the Ninjas for Sentai, and for like 3 or 4 years they just never changed. Then that might be my breaking point.
Yeah, I that's kind of how it had to be. But like, as long as they can occasionally like give me something like a Gaim or you know Go Busters, X-Aid, something every you know 2-3 years. I don't think I could quit it completely. I might get pissed off a lot, but I could. Yeah. I don't know if I could quit it completely.
I don't think.
I don't want to ask you.
Like
he did, David Martin.
I read. You didn't read the rest of the question. Question said, "Not you, you fucker."
I was talking to you.
Boom. McMuffin. Darn.
It's you, McMuffin.
I think unless food in general sounds great right now, but
it really does.
If it was a continuous string of like really shitty shows, then I might consider.
You could have just said
it,
what these guys said.
But yeah, I don't think I could ever quit fully. I think it would just be a perpetual state of, hey, here's a new show. Let's check out the first couple episodes. And then go
perpetual
from there.
State if I hate this bullshit and then complaining about it to make myself feel better.
That's just what fandom is.
Exactly.
But I feel like if we weren't doing the podcast and I wasn't doing the reviews, there would have been a lot of series I probably would have gave up on.
Yes!
Ninja, Tokuger, Ghost, etc. I don't think I would have watched them weekly at all. Might have binged them eventually, but definitely wouldn't have watched them weekly. But yeah, like everyone said, if it was a perpetual state of shit, then I would consider possibly giving up. But as it is right now, we're still getting good shows like every once in a while. So it's like a I'm not really gone sort of
thing. Well, that's certainly true, is that if I would probably still like binge watch it. I'd be okay with that. Like,
see, I'm kind of glad for having the podcast and stuff to do to keep it up weekly, you know how it is, with certain things, because there was periods like in Shinkenger where during that boring summer part I would like let it lapse because it was so boring, and then when you have to sit down and watch like 4 to 6 of them, it's like a killer. And so like with something like Jiroger and a Ninja, they just don't marathon well. Tokuger ended up marathoning well, but some of them will just be like 3 times as worse torture binging them than just biting the 22-minute bullet while reading a Star Wars article. So, like, I'm kind of thankful for that, because I also have, like, a completion thing where, like, I'm glad that I've seen, like, Gaofu Present, and if I quit one, I'm done.
I'm pretty sure Dawson wants to bite a bullet.
Well, when you're watching certain these shows, you know how it is. But, like, that kind of helps. It kind of forces you. And, like, I still like to talk about it and, like, analyze it, and same thing with the toys. Like, a lot of the Ninja Steel toys are shitty, but I'm still like talking about it because it's interesting thinking about the way the state of the toys have been and all that. But yeah, it's a weird situation. A lot of it has to do, probably, I don't know, maybe even because the quality of a lot of toku's gone down in terms of the show, and especially I think the movies are probably the worst of it. I think the movies are way worse in terms of there hasn't been very many good ones at all, team ups or otherwise. But it also has a lot to do with the fandom. It beats you down.
The fandom really is just a bunch of terrible fucking people. Not all of them. I mean, our listeners are okay, but most
they're okay.
They're okay. I mean, they're not you, me, YouTube. But. Not you, YouTube. But the fandom is just a bunch of shitty fucking douchebags who are all high on their own horse about how awesome they are. And they feel like they're so entitled to everything. And then there's the nostalgia fucks and Keith Justice.
He gets his own category?
He's that shitty of a human being, yes. He gets his own category.
Real quick, I just want you... make comment of I'm glad everyone enjoyed my Hey YouTube at the start of the last episode. Glad everyone got a kick out of my misfortune there, but hey.
Misfortune?
That was the wrong word choice. But look, I'm really tired and I'm really hungry. Like, really hungry. Like, rumbly in my tummy.
You've dropped
hungry.
A few inch.
Thanks, Winnie the Pooh. I got a kick out of your less fortunes.
He made a lot of good art.
Cartoonist.
See, Togo would be better if they just brought back Beetleborgs.
Blast.
Denise Hemphill. Perfect.
I have a huge cock in your mouth.
That sounded like Dracula singing it. I don't know. It's like a Dracula musical from Forgetting Sarah Marshall. But
you know what was a good movie? Is Dirty Grandpa with Robert De Niro and Zac Efron. We got it, and we watched it, and oh my god.
I totally just got that confused in my head with Bad Grandpa with Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, this has Aubrey Plaza in it, and it is fantastic. And she is hilarious.
Arby's Plaza?
Yes, Arby's Plaza. I love Arby's Plaza.
I want Arby's. Arby's?
They have the best social media.
They do. Arby's is fucking
great. Did I just beat you what you were going to say?
Yes.
Because, like, they... They're just on point with their social media game.
Like, every time I eat at Arby's, I'm just, like, really fucking happy. Because I'm like, I'm supporting geniuses right now.
A lot to thank for just following an Arby's account.
Tweet, motherfucker turned into us plugging Arby's. That's what...
Look,
I'm okay with this.
I'll plug Arby's any day of the goddamn week.
You know how it is.
As long as I can plug Arby's mom. What? No, too soon?
No,
okay.
No. It's not a too soon. It's just kind of like a question mark.
Well, Arby has to have a mother.
The chief.
Is
I was thinking it. I was thinking it.
Is like Arby their last name? Is that why it's Arby's? Or is Arby like a first name?
I don't know.
Or is there even a person named Arby's? Did they just make it up? Maybe the Arby's is a lie.
Hold on.
Are we doing this? Is this happening?
Go on to Wikipedia.
What is even the show the last 2 weeks? I mean, first of all, I want to address, I still don't think we're ever going to live up to the legend of Big Boy and Busty in Kiefer's mind.
I don't know.
It's always like, this one was really good. No Big Boy and Busty, but I don't think...
What was so special about Big Boy and Busty? Like, I don't understand it.
I don't know. I mean, it was random for sure. Like, all of a sudden we just went on a weird 90s tangent. Like, you were afraid to Google that. Like, and I was insisting.
Oh, okay, so here we go. So,
research.
So Arby's was founded in Boardman, Ohio in 1964 by Forrest and Leroy Raffle.
Leroy Raffle!
Owners of a restaurant equipment business who believed there was a market opportunity for a fast food franchise based on a food other than hamburgers. They wanted to call their restaurants Big Tex, but that name was already used by an Acron Johnson. Business. Oh. Instead, they chose the name Arby's based on RB, the initials of Raffle Brothers.
See,
that's a stretch.
When I was little, I always thought the like RB was like roast beef. Because let's be real, that's RB roast beef. Yeah, I mean, come on. It's what they're famous for. It's roast fucking beef. So, like, when you say RB, I'm like, oh, it's roast beef. RB's. See, it's perfect. And then they're like, no, it's Raffle Brothers. No, fuck you. Fuck you and your goddamn shit last name.
Fuck you. You're not a contest house. You're a roast beef house.
Arby's is the second largest quick service sandwich chain in the U.S. in terms of units, with more than 3,300 restaurants system-wide and third in terms of revenue.
And in the morning, I can go fucking anywhere.
And have Arby's.
Wendy's owns 18.5% of Arby's.
Whoa.
Well, Wendy's is pretty good too, so it's fine.
I like they their, do their trilogy
I like the spicy chicken nuggets at Wendy's.
Remember when they were like, we're a trilogy, and then they stopped?
Wait, who, what?
When they did, I don't know if you did it where you guys were, but we had the thing where like there was two or three places where like Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, and KFC like met. Yeah. And
Kentucky Fried Taco Hut.
What? I just heard the word Taco Hut.
Kentucky Fried Taco Hut.
Oh,
That's what I call those little combo ones.
There's still one.
Taco Bell, that's by the Raising Cane's that we took Brian to.
Yes!
It's a Taco Bell Pizza Hut. Then there's Hut. Somewhere else that has a Long John Silver's... What is it? It's a Long John Silver's KFC. Because those are all the same company.
Kentucky Fried Long Johns.
I really don't like eating there because...
They're delicious and they keep you warm in the winter.
I don't like eating there because they have these really shitty fries instead of the potato wedges that like a KFC would have, and I like the potato wedges like a lot.
Potato wedges are good.
Like, we still have one of those trilogies that it, like, I think it's just KFC and Pizza Hut now. Like, Taco Bell moved out. They broke up. Like, oh, I don't know why they moved out. And, like, we have a one weird hybrid KFC A&W, which is really confusing because I can't...
Do they give you
root beer? I don't even got a name for that one.
Well, like, they both have numbering systems, but they don't... They won't compensate for each other. Like, the burger numbers and the numbers for, like, the KFCs are the same. So they won't ask you to specify either. So, like, there's been times I've ordered, I know other people to order, and they'll, like, be trying to order chicken and they'll get a burger or, like, the opposite. Because, like, when you're ordering in your head, it makes sense for the context. But, exactly.
So I got all the pink coins and then I got all the purple coins.
Oh, my God.
Color of coins to get.
You know how it is.
But apparently... Arby's is only located in the U.S., Canada, Qatar, and Turkey.
Is Qatar a different planet? It sounds like it.
It's somewhere in the Middle East. No one wants to actually go to Qatar.
It's all kind of awesome, honestly. Like, the name just... I was raised
but it's probably
to
a
shithole.
It's the Middle East. Like, most places in the Middle East are a shithole. Like, unless you go to, like, one of the touristy places that has all the oil...
Arby's!
That's all
unless
the
you
Arby's.
Go to the Arby's.
Would you like to see our tourist destination? It's just an Arby's surrounded by sand. Just see Hayden Christensen with a sign in the back, down with sand. Like, just...
Former Arby's countries, Australia, Mexico, Ecuador, Brazil, Chile, Japan, Netherlands, Poland...
Japan, what United your shit?
They get rid of it in Arby's because they kept saying, let's go to the Arby. Like, and they kept thinking Barbie, and, like, it got really confusing. Like, put it on the Bobby. No, Arby's.
Jordan,
and...
Egypt, Indonesia, Kuwait, Philippines, Malaysia, Portugal, Bahamas, and Taiwan.
And the UK... Chris, get your shit together.
Yeah, yeah.
Get
UK,
your Arby's
closed,
back. Pick it.
Closed in the 2000s. They
it's
closed in the 2000s, Chris. What are you doing? What
he
are you doing with your life?
It's up to you. You have to save your country.
You have to be Captain Britain.
Make the UK great again with Arby's.
Hashtag oh my yes. Another throwback. This is the nostalgia episode. This is our reference fund.
I still use that all the time. People give me weird looks when I use it in public. They're like, oh, that sounds cool. I'm like, oh my yes.
Well, when you say it like that.
I'm like, look, I'm supposed to say like, oh my yes. But not even like
when you
that.
Say
I
it
can't...
like a homo gay.
I'm so hungry, guys.
We're keeping it from the cheese sticks. 2 minutes after the show ends, you're gonna hear shh. That's the post show sounds. We should sell it as a white noise machine.
I should eat something else to spite you, but damn it, no, I'm going for the cheese sticks. You know it.
You know how it is. So,
like.
That means, yes, look, to answer your question, we would quit Token and go to Arby's in Kuwait. Or Croatoan, or Krakaracha.
Guitar.
On the Wikipedia page, they have a picture of a medium roast beef sandwich with curly fries and a beef and cheddar sandwich.
I think that was just to spite Brian.
Yes, it was.
Look, I'm on the Wikipedia page too, and yes, I see it.
And Brian is trying to reach through the screen to grab it and eat it.
It won't work.
And now it's time for...
Final Feast!
My goddamn cheese sticks, that's what it's time for.
I think it's not final.
I mean, it's no fucking roast beef sandwich, but goddamn it, it'll have to do.
3P. So, keep sending in questions like that that will totally just get us to talk about Arby's out of nowhere. I can't honestly remember how we got there. It was like, would you quit Toku? And they're like, Arby's? That's interesting that you brought up Arby's. No, I didn't bring up Arby's at all. I asked you about Toku. Arby's, yes. I think you're on to something. That's what I'm just going to do every time someone asks me a Toku question. Like, I could go for a double roast beef sandwich. Maybe a French dip?
How did we get to Arby's? I don't remember.
Something about Arby and the Chief, and then I'm going to bang Arby's mom or something.
Oh, yeah. Arby and the Chief, speaking of roast beef. We have the meat. Brr. That's their song. I don't know.
Their fucking commercial right now is the goddamn Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and it's the most amazing thing.
Yes, I did notice that.
I think Arby's.
Fucking James Earl Jones, you're the best.
Did I close Brian's blog?
How dare you?
Oh, no, I'm
you?
On a different page.
I got shut down.
I was doing. My computer died before the podcast because I was in another room and I didn't I have the charger. And I was editing the Qtama list. I fully updated the Gashat list, and it's a beautiful thing. Are we still recording?
Yes.
Okay, oh, because shit. I, 2 hours ago, got I didn't even see this, a Twitter thing that says, make Dawson cry next podcast, please. So I'm gonna need Dawson to come here so I can kick him in the nads, and then he'll start crying like a little bitch.
Wait, who sent it?
Peter?
Yoshi?
It was
any of the Ninja Steel cast?
Fatality not included. It's not the Ninja Steel cast. But it's someone who wants you to cry, apparently, which I don't blame them, because I want you to cry on a daily basis, but...
My strength will make you cry. Boom! Zero-nosed!
Oh, sunny. Oh my god, Naita!
Oh my god, Naita?
Oh god, my NyQuil!
Oh god! Famous Insomniac quotes. Talking about people that can't sleep, not the developers of Ratchet and Clank. I mean, they're not mutually exclusive. But...
Alright, all the DX Qtama have been added. I just have to... I don't know how that works. With Gashapons. Are the Gashapons...
Alright, I'm gonna end it now.
Okay. Bye-bye!